Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. There are many franchises under the ever-growing company of Disney, isn't there? How could there not be, as it swallows up everything the company can get its hands on? But while they may focus on certain franchises making them more popular, other ones are usually left in the dust, even with an eclectic history. And of course, I'm talking about the Muppets here. I love the Muppets. They are incredibly funny and creative, and their hold on the media industry cannot be understated. I mean, if both Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy can have their own individual social media accounts, it says a lot. But the Muppets have been immortalized in several different ways, the most prominent of which is their movies. There are only 8 theatrical ones, but one that I think people should watch is The Great Muppet Caper. The Great Muppet Caper is a 1981 film directed by Jim Henson and starring the Muppets along with Charles Grodin and Diana Rigg. It's the second of the 8 theatrical Muppet movies, but isn't really talked about as much. Is it the best Muppet film? No. The best ones are the first one, the latest one, and the one about A Christmas Carol. But as for its placement, it's right in the middle of that list. But that doesn't make it bad, certainly. It's actually pretty good. The film follows Kermit and Fozzie as investigative reporters, writing about the theft of a fashion mogul's precious jewels, leading to a misunderstanding from Miss Piggy and stumbling onto an even bigger heist plot. With the first Muppet movie, it introduced an element that hadn't been introduced in the show, the Muppets with legs, incorporating them into several real-life situations beyond the limitations of normal puppets. And The Great Muppet Caper goes even further with that, putting them into several outrageous places, with the most glaring example being the Muppets riding on bikes. At this point in time, The Muppet Show had just ended, so you could say it gave the Muppet performers the time to craft these scenes, which, from what we've heard, took a lot of work. The film's cast is also pretty good as well, and as usual, it incorporates several cameos throughout. Not as many as the first Muppet movie, but enough to recognize a couple, including a scene-stealing performance from an uncredited Peter Falk. But I do want to give props to Charles Grodin, who's the male lead as well as the villain in this film. It's very rare in a Muppets film to really command a scene, especially with their usual lunacy going on. And most human characters are relegated to cameos and not full-on roles. But Charles Grodin fits right into the mayhem, with a lot of funny scenes, including an ongoing plot of a romance between him and Miss Piggy, culminating in a giant underwater sequence with both him and Kermit singing. Grodin is one of very few actors who could inhabit a scene as much as the Muppets do, and it's pretty nice to see. There's a lot to love about The Great Muppet Caper, even if it does feel a little short. It's only 97 minutes long, and the real meat of the story doesn't start until over halfway through. And it doesn't help that most of the Muppets who appear in the movie are just thrown in there, sort of an obligation to have them in there. Although I absolutely love them, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew, Beaker, and the Swedish Chef don't really fit in the context of the movie. But since I adore the Muppets, it's not something I really mind, but other viewers may. And of course, the Muppets are always funny to watch, especially when they're being directed by Jim Henson himself. Ironically enough, this is the only Muppet movie he's ever directed. Another thing I want to bring up is the song The First Time It Happens, sung by Kermit and Piggy. It was nominated for an Oscar for Best Original Song, but most surprisingly, one of its stars won what is now known as the Young Artist Award for Best Young Musical Recording Artist. Which star was that? Why, it was Miss Piggy, becoming the first and only non-human recipient of the award. That is pretty cool, not gonna lie. A character's performance is so big that they give an award not to Piggy's performer Frank Oz, but to Piggy herself. That, I think, is a good legacy for this film, and while it may have some problems, The Great Muppet Caper is a good watch for those who are fans of the group. And at least remembering that it exists will somehow keep the Muppets alive in the zeitgeist. The Great Muppet Caper is available to stream on Disney Plus, or you can check it out at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you all next time.